This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
G'day, Paul. How are you today, mate?
I'm good, thank you. Now, it seems like you and I talk a lot on a Wednesday about break-ins, and we've had a couple more.
Yeah, mate, look, late Sunday evening, early hours of Monday morning, we had four attempted break-ins and one break-in in out at the Craigley, 4 mile sort of area. Mate, once again, Keane's Property Corner, right onto this, mate. We had a car stolen and some property was stolen. They've got a couple of CCTV images down on the south side of Cairns, and they're hunting a couple of offenders as we speak. So, mate, looks like the message is getting through, though. Those four attempted break-ins were all thwarted by the fact that people had double-locked that security screen door, which made it difficult for them to get in. So people need to take a bit of a pat on the back. They're doing the right thing. We're making this place a little bit more difficult. It's no longer going to be that soft underbelly that we were talking about. And they're going to lose interest in this place. So, because it's too difficult to drive all the way up here and get away with bugger all. So, mate, congratulations to the people that are doing the right job. You're making it safer for everybody. So, keep it up.
And that, of course, that's a technical police term of bugger all.
That's exactly right, mate. That's smaller than a smidge, okay?
Absolutely zip. But no, isn't that good? Because we have talked week after week about the fact that people have been leaving doors open, leaving keys, an open invitation to these characters. And so the message is getting through. It's great.
Mate, it is. And, thanks to you and the rest of the local media, mate, the message is getting out there. People are taking heed and, we don't mind going to it. We get paid regardless. So we don't want to be going to these jobs, but it's our job to do that. But, at the end of the day, if people are taking their responsibility and doing their part, we are really making it difficult for these people to get what they want. And that's exactly what we're out to achieve. We don't want them in our patch. They don't belong here. They're not from here. So sooner or later they realise that there's far better pickings elsewhere, mate, be gone, you devil beast, you.
You're great. You need to make a sign of the cross when you say that. You need to make that sign of the cross.
I'm going to get an evangelist in one day. I'll get rid of a lot of them.
Exorcise them.
Exactly. Mate, I was going to front the mayor and see if we could get a drawbridge and a moat put around the Douglas Shire. But I think it's probably out of our budget at the moment. So, yeah, that would solve the problem completely if we could put a drawbridge and a moat around the whole Douglas Shire. But
maybe we need to get Donald Trump in. He might be able to come up with a wall.
I think he's struggling to build a barbecue at the moment, isn't he?
I think you're right. Hey, listen, I just wanted to ask you about Port Douglas just recently, and we had it on the news. Is the fact that it's been voted one of the safest destinations in the world. Now, okay, you guys should take some pat on the back, you and Matt, for getting the team together and making sure that we stay safe. But doesn't that hearten you that we're voted one of the safest towns and regions in the world?
Well, look, we do. Hence the reason why both Matt and I have been here for so long. Mate. This is a beautiful place. There's beautiful people here. Majority of our problem are caused by people who don't come from here. So, that's...
The devil people.
That's exactly right. But, we don't have high levels of violence. We don't have high levels of breaking enders and all these other things, But... And that's because the people actually are invested in this community. The locals care about this community. And it's not, the police play a small part, but the majority of that goes back to the people in this town and in the region, mate. It's, we do our bit, but everybody else does their bit as well. And that's what makes this place so damn good.
Absolutely. Good on you, Damien. And we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, Paul.